This is like what I imagine showing up to a gladiator match was like when you were like the rich person. It's like all the rich people are showing up to watch the gladiator match and they're like in their box all protected. And like, oh, is this all good? We're all going to have a good day. And then all of a sudden, you see the real people we are waiting for. When they come in, that's when the real show starts.
The doors to the Coliseum open and it's just Tom Sandoval and Kristen in fucking business casual attire entering, being like, hey guys, hey. And it's all just like people in togas being like, boo.
I am the devil, and don't you forget it.
You're a woman with a mustache.
I take such comics very seriously.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Pumpcast. I'm Maddie Drosbeck.
And I'm Meg Ruoco.
And we are almost at the end of season two.
I genuinely cannot believe
it's it. It's Crazy Town USA.
Yeah.
We've got this episode. Next week is the season finale. And then we're at the reunion.
I'm like gooped.
Which is crazy to be like already through seasons one and two by the 6 month mark of this year.
And it'll never be like this again.
It will literally never happen again. Mark our words, these are the two shortest seasons of Vanderpump.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We flew through this and we'll never fly again.
We are now feet firmly planted
we're
on
parked,
the ground.
Okay. For the next 4.5 years. So
I saw someone comment on one of our Instagram posts the other day. I can't wait for you guys to get to Scandoval. I know it'll be 4 years from now.
Like, just stick around.
Sit tight. Sit
just
tight.
Everybody hang out. Be cool.
Just be cool.
We'll get there eventually.
Listen, we're taking our time. It's about the journey, baby.
Totally. All of the things you want us to say, eventually we'll probably say them.
We will say, it's like that thing where it's like if you put 100 monkeys in a room or something, uh-huh, eventually they'll write Shakespeare. If you put us on this couch for 5 years, eventually we'll get to
totally.
Scandoval.
Eventually we'll say the things that you are hoping that we say.
Right.
We'll talk for long enough that eventually we get to your favorite juice.
Yes. Arguably we'll have too much content about it.
Totally. There will be way too much.
We at just end, started.
For sure. At the end you'll be like ready to give it a rewatch.
Yeah.
It'll be the same as like Vanderpump. Like you get through all of it and then you're like, I could do that again.
Let's start over.
Start it from the top.
Yeah.
Why not?
Let's take it back. Let's run this back one more time.
So since we're at the end of the season here, I wanted to use this as a reminder to let you all know that we do have a phone number
that
you can call. Mm-hmm. We only check the voicemail box during our reunions.
Mm-hmm.
But you can call at any point throughout the season and give us all of your juicy, hot thoughts on anything that's happening in that current season.
Yeah.
You call us talking about Scandoval right now. So sorry to say, that voicemail will not be preserved for the next 4.5 years. So keep it about the current season, and maybe we will listen to it come the reunion episode.
Yes.
Additionally, since we're nearing the end of the season, we have the end of season audience survey.
Data.
Exactly. Which is basically like the Grammys for the Pumpcast.
It is.
At the end of season, like best of, who do we love the most? Who do we hate the most?
It's the Pumpies.
The Pumpies, yes. The seasonal Pumpies.
Pumpies, so, louder. Pumpies, louder. Pumpies, louder.
Okay? So make your voice heard. The link for that is going to be in the description of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Vote correctly.
Vote correctly or vote so wrong that it starts a fight.
It would actually be so funny to make like I voted stickers for the Pumpies. Like, that's hilarious.
That is really good.
If you vote and you can prove that you voted, we'll send you a I voted sticker.
Will we? I don't know if we should keep
promise. We like could, but that is crazy.
That's insane. But we might.
We could only do it right now when the show is still at its, like, we can't do it past this point. It's like, right now, it's like, is this show right now is the smallest it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We can't keep doing it years in the future, so maybe right now is the time to make I voted in the Pumpies stickers.
I guess the only way to know if you end up getting a sticker is by voting.
Yeah, I mean, who
knows?
That's
the only way to know if you
maybe
if
you'll
get
a sticker, maybe you won't.
We don't know.
Okay, so if you vote in the Pumpies, DM the Instagram account a screenshot and see what happens.
And we'll see.
Maybe you'll get a response, maybe you won't. We don't know.
We don't know.
This is for you to know and us to find out.
We can only predict these things.
We do not know. We're not in control. Okay.
That's none of our business.
None of our business. I don't know who makes stickers.
I don't know who does the I don't know who's in charge of stickers.
I don't know who
days.
Runs Big Sticker.
No.
Okay. All right. In other news, I did recently go back and start watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills again.
Yes.
I watched the first season and then I stopped because I just could not get into it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up watching Salt Lake City, Summer House, Winter House. Now I'm back to Beverly Hills and I'm learning so much about Ken Todd.
Yeah.
Like truly more about Ken Todd than I ever wanted to know.
Ken Todd, to me, I think the reason that I'm able to like love him for who he is because we get him in such short bursts.
Totally. And like my perception of Ken watching Vanderpump paints him as a much like quieter, more just like passive background character to Lisa's main character.
Yeah.
Which it's not that he's not that. It's just that I'm getting more Ken lore that I just like didn't ask for.
Anything that surprised you?
Well, the episode that I just watched, there's a bunch of these ladies that are going through divorces or just like messy life circumstances in general.
Sure.
And they were talking about therapy and Ken comes out at this big group dinner and makes it known that he's like anti-therapy.
Yeah.
And that he sees that as like a showcase of weakness. And he was like, if my wife ever said that she wanted to go to therapy, like I would take it as a personal failure as her husband, basically, because it's my job to make sure my wife is happy. Which is like an interesting take that I don't think I've ever heard in my life. That seems very old timey.
Well, there are so many things wrong with that statement. It's hard for me to know where to start. Where like part of me is like, so you think therapy is about making people happy?
And you would feel emasculated if your wife went to therapy? Because it's...
I think he might have a fundamental misunderstanding of what therapy is.
For sure.
Also, why do you feel that you should be a therapist to your wife?
Like your wife is a sim that you are in full control of and can just like fill up her happiness meter.
This all really boils down to the fact that Ken is just such a fucking bloke.
Yeah, like he's so British.
He is so bloke core. And like, I think that is hidden pretty well on Vanderpump. But I guess on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it is not hidden.
And it low-key like started some beef because now the ladies are like in a totally separate episode. They're all mad at Ken and complaining to Lisa about how they thought that his comments about therapy were out of line. And Lisa's like, that's his opinion. That's his opinion.
That's my opinion.
And I'm like... okay, everyone be quiet challenge. These ladies are crazy.
These ladies are so crazy. It's so interesting to hear like the reviews of the other Real Housewives show like through you because I literally haven't watched any of the other kind of Bravoverse stuff.
And you've gotta.
I know.
You really do.
I know.
But I was just introduced to Brandy, and the episode I just watched was Brandy's first episode.
Major.
She's like a side character at this point. So eager to know more about her.
Eager to learn more about Brandy.
Truly.
Brandy.
I cannot wait to get to like the Sheena Vanderpump Sir of it all.
Yeah, I would be interested to watch those episodes to see kind of its origin and how it then morphed into Vanderpump.
Yeah.
T.
Also, let me just say... this is not butter. I'm not holding a stick of butter. It's a squishy.
For people who are just listening to this podcast, Maddie is squishing what looks like a stick of butter. It isn't. As she said, it is a squishy.
This is how we're going to get our clips to pick up traction on TikTok. People see me squishing butter and they're like, excuse me, what's that? And then they're just commenting just to comment.
It's like when people put videos next to like side by side with Subway Surfers.
Exactly.
But it's you holding
me
the
squishing
butter.
Butter the whole time.
Yeah.
That's actually not why I'm using this. I bought this yesterday and I think it's awesome.
And you might think that she's lying, but she's not. I was with her when she got it yesterday and in fact spent the rest of the night just clenching and unclenching.
It's like already falling apart because of how much I've been using it.
Right.
Anyways.
It's also so crazy because on your way there, you were like, yeah, like, I don't know. I don't like, I didn't think that I would like love the, but like, it was just exciting. I was like, yeah, I guess I'll buy it, whatever. Like, I have a gift card and I guess I'll get it. And like, I truly now haven't seen you without it since.
I love this little guy. I want to buy a wax thing just so I can cover him in wax and crack him open.
Yeah, this also all started with Maddie being like, have you seen those butters covered in wax? It's all over the internet. That's, I said, it's all over the internet?
It's all over my feeds. I see all these videos of people covering these butters in wax.
It's not on my
and
internet.
Cracking the fuck out of them. And they made a little butter cracking wax village on Roblox that you could go in and listen to the ASMR there too.
I know that your and my internet's Venn diagram is like, there's a lot of overlap there, but sometimes you will reference stuff where I'm like, we do live on two different internets.
Totally. I get into some stuff over in my corner.
Totally.
I'm into the slime of it all.
Well, I'll tell you what, you sent me those butter wax videos, and for whatever reason, I watched all of them.
Okay, because it's awesome.
I watched it all the way through.
It's so satisfying.
I do like that it cracks. Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Anyway, so that's just going to be something that we're getting into. We're kind of doing,
yeah.
It's Vanderpump and it's ASMR.
Right.
Is what we're getting into in this podcast.
Just accept that butter is here to stay.
You can believe that it is butter.
You better believe. You better believe, baby.
You better believe that it's butter. All right, can we fucking talk about Vanderpump Rules?
Boof. Start of the episode, we're transported back into the realm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how the last episode ended. Oh, they were fighting inside Sir, and Kristen is pissed. She storms off with Tom.
I knew as soon as you said we're back in the realm, because I was like, we're not back where we left off.
We're back in the realm. Well, I knew that
of Los Angeles.
I knew that they're about to have a conversation where they reference what happened the night before, and I was like, what happened the night before?
Okay. So, people don't know that it's actually hard to remember all this stuff. We have notes that we reference, but we try to keep it quick.
I'm like,
it's tough.
Okay, what was it? All right. So we ended last episode. There's the fight that happened behind Sir. It was Ariana, Tom, Kristen, Stassi, Katie. Everyone
was there
yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, here we are. Stassi, Katie, and Christina Kelly are out getting smoothies. And Stassi is sort of recapping the crazy Kristen of it all to Christina Kelly.
Yeah.
And she starts talking about the conversation they were having with Lisa after the fact, which we saw a little bit of.
Yes.
But there was more that happened that mm-hmm. we did not see that Stassi is now telling Christina Kelly. Basically, it was Lisa, Stassi, Katie, Sheena, and Ariana. Lisa brings up the Tom and Kristen thing and then asks about Kristen and Jax. And Lisa, the pot stirrer that she is, was like, well, why don't we call him up?
Bring him over.
Why don't we just get Jax to come on over here and we'll see what he has to say for himself.
Why don't we just call Taylor up?
That's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's there like, he's not going to admit anything. Like, it's not even going to matter. We're going to call him in here and he's just going to deny. Like, who cares? They call Jax over and he basically gives them exactly that, where, you know, he gives them the whole, well, Kristen, that's my sister. She smells like coffee and cigarettes. Like, I would never. Until they push him a little more and he breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And he admits, he says, okay, fine, yes. And it happened twice, not just once.
And Stassi's recapping this. And she's like, Christina Kelly, you missed a crazy shift.
Totally, sister. You are going to wish you were there for this one.
And Christina Kelly was like, what?
What are you saying? So it was twice,
yep,
not just once.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time, Tom was asleep in the other room. It was in Kristen and Tom's apartment. Tom was asleep. Jax and Kristen were in the living room watching Drive.
That's a critical part of this, actually.
Yeah.
They mentioned Drive a lot.
It's like, you need to know the background ambiance of this blowjob. They're watching Drive. She starts going down on him and he returned the favor. And then they had sex.
Yep.
While Tom was literally the next room over.
Yep.
Which I think the craziest part of all these stories, though, and I think this comes up later in the episode, but it was also revealed that they didn't kiss.
Yes.
Kissless sex.
Kissless sex.
Which I think is bizarre.
I think it really speaks to Kristen and Jax's characters.
Yeah. I can't imagine having kissless sex.
I don't think I've ever had it in my experience.
I definitely haven't, and I don't intend to.
It feels weirdly like more intense that they didn't. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that they made the conscious decision to not kiss.
That to me, that like makes me feel like you have like a serious problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Where it's like, shouldn't sex be like enjoyable and awesome?
Right. Like, what was it for?
To have kissless sex almost feels like doing like a mail order fuck with Jax. You're
right.
Like, excuse me, 1-800, I want to fuck Jax. And he comes over and it's just like,
yeah.
And then leaves. What's that?
It feels like very masturbatory.
Yeah.
Where, and I'm like, okay, well, if it was just masturbatory, then like, why the fuck would you sleep with your best friend's girlfriend?
Right.
If you're effectively just like jerking off into somebody.
Exactly.
What are we doing? Why is it your best friend's girlfriend?
Right. It's like, if you're gonna cheat,
right,
at least like make the juice worth the squeeze. Yes. What the hell are we doing? You guys are having just like, I don't know. Ooh, it's freaking
medical.
Me out.
It almost seems
totally
medical.
It's completely medical.
I think about like, I think like the closest thing that I ever had to kissless sex, which was like, it truly felt like I was at a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
there's no way that's fun. What's
no.
the point in that?
Yeah.
I would take never having sex again over kissless sex. And I don't even think that's a crazy take.
Whoa. That just blew my mind. Would I do that? Can I kiss otherwise? Or I'm just never kissing ever again?
Hold on. Let me rewind into the space that I was in. If my only option, the only thing on earth,
mm-hmm.
is kissless sex,
yeah,
you are not allowed to have regular sex, I would choose just not to have sex.
But can you?
And you can kiss.
You can kiss though, but
yes.
You can't kiss while you're having sex.
You cannot. There's no other kinds of sex that exist. It's only kissless sex that exists. I would choose to not have sex and kiss.
But you can kiss.
You can kiss.
And can I kiss and have kissless sex? Or do I have to choose either kissing or kissless sex?
To me, it wouldn't change my answer. Would it change yours? I don't want to have kissless sex.
I would probably choose kissing and then kissless sex.
No, I would choose masturbating and kissing.
Huh. Well,
I don't need any kissless sex happening.
And listen, there are no wrong or right answers on this podcast.
Yeah, I just can't fathom what the appeal of that is.
It seems, again, like completely just perfunctory.
Yeah.
And that, to me, really brings up this question of why would it be with perhaps the most destructive person you could choose?
Right.
That's ultimately like what is so strange.
It makes no sense.
At this point, we don't know that they didn't kiss when they had sex. Mm-hmm. We just know that they have had sex twice. And Stassi is relaying all of this information to Christina Kelly and Katie, who also knows the information already. And Christina Kelly is like, about Kristen, what a fucking piece of shit. She's mm-hmm. like, I cannot believe her betrayal to you. The fact that she put you through all of this is insane. And Stassi is like, I know. I have never been filled with so much hatred in my entire life. Like, Stassi starts to get emotional. And then you see something shift in her eyes.
Mm.
Where, like a shark that smells blood, or like a moment in like Kill Bill or John Wick, something happens where like all of her senses sharpen,
mm-hmm.
and you see her eyes almost go like black, and she's like, I am going to crucify her.
I'm going to commit murder without murdering.
And it is this like cold, calm, like she like drops into mm-hmm. this like icy flow state where she is like, this is the most fucked up situation. I am going to destroy her life. And she is on the warpath.
Yeah, and she
for
means
the rest
it.
Of this episode. She means it.
She's like, she saw that I was grappling with giving Jax a second chance
mm-hmm.
while she was literally banging him.
Yep.
She was begging me to get back with him. Because at the time, remember, Kristen and Katie were like, get back with Jax. Get back
with Jax.
Jax
is amazing.
Oh my God, give him another chance. Like, what are you doing, Stassi? Like, mm-hmm. you're being so hard on him. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, she's literally having sex with him the whole entire time.
Yep.
What?
What are we talking about?
And the overlap of this happening with Tom cheating on Kristen.
Yes.
Is like, yeah. I mean, it's insane. The lengths she has gone to punish Tom
mm-hmm.
for something that she has also done.
Yes.
And worse, because she did it with his friend.
Yes.
In their apartment.
While Tom was there.
While he's in the other room. So I'm like, oh my God, Kristen says that.
Holy shit, girl.
What's going on over there?
You are so crazy, girl.
You are crazy cuckoo mama.
And Stassi mentions that Tom still doesn't know any of this.
It's awesome.
Like, Tom doesn't know. He wasn't at work that night. He didn't hear any of this happen. And of course, Jax hasn't said anything. He has no idea.
Yeah.
So this episode starts off hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heater, this episode. So boof, over to the scene of the crime. Tom and Kristen's apartment. The way that this episode is edited is so fucking sick.
Awesome.
Because the editors like open with this thing of like Kristen has ultimately betrayed Stassi. She has betrayed Tom. She has like completely ruined and destroyed these friendships and these relationships. Nothing is ever going to be the same. And then bam, we're over at their apartment where Kristen's working on her resume and Tom's playing guitar.
I'm just trying to, you know, make sure that if I have to get a new job, that I'm prepared for that.
And she's like, how do you make a bullet?
How do you do bullets in Microsoft Word? Does anyone know?
And Tom's like, I just copy paste.
Which is crazy, by the way.
You're like, you don't know where the list thing, you don't know where the list icon is?
It's like a button up top. This is like what your 65-year-old fucking father says.
So Kristen and Tom are like oblivious at Kristen's apartment. They have no idea that like Stassi has caught Kristen's scent and she's on like the blood path.
Mm.
And Kristen is, yeah, talking about how, well, since everything kind of went down at work, I might have to start looking for other stuff. And I mean, the dream is just that, you know, eventually I'll be working so much and acting so much that I don't have to have a day job.
Love that dream for you, girl.
That's so awesome, girl. And Tom is like, yeah, I mean, I don't want to be the one who's like footing all the bills and stuff. And Kristen's like, bitch, you don't pay my fucking bills.
Right. Enough of this.
Tom's like, I know, but I'm just like preparing for it.
He's like living in this. I love all these fantasy worlds. Like while she's living in the fantasy world of acting so much that she doesn't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
Tom is living in the fantasy world of being the sole breadwinner to a stay-at-home girlfriend who just hates his guts.
He's so manosphere for that. Literally being like, I just don't want to foot the bill for like totally. A woman's life. And it's like, okay, well, you're not. You're actively not.
You're
and
not.
You actually couldn't even if
right.
that even opportunity if you, came right. across your desk.
Even if that was presented to you, you do not have the funds
yeah.
to make that happen.
You couldn't do it.
My brother in Christ, you're going to have to sit this one out.
And Kristen and Tom are just like going back and forth about like their new lives that they're going to have.
Yeah.
And Kristen's like, am I allowed to say that I work well in group settings?
Well, maybe we should ask Lisa Vanderpump.
So boof.
We're at Sir. We're working. We're serving. We're sexy.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the Sir experience.
Yeah, that's what you always want.
And Lisa's there. She's being a boss. She's walking around. She's giving her critiques. She's, you know, going to just check in on everyone
mm-hmm.
and then get back in her convertible and leave. But Stassi follows her outside.
Yeah.
And so Stassi follows her back out to Sir Ali and is like, wait, can I talk to you? And Lisa's like, yeah, come sit in the car for a second.
Get in the car.
Show off Lisa's sick ride for a moment.
Absolutely icy whip.
It honestly, cool car.
It's cool, yeah.
If I had a car, I would want it to be one like that.
I would want an old Jeep.
Okay.
Yeah. The like the Jeeps from the 90s. I really like those.
Okay. Loving that.
I have no other desire for any car ever.
No. I honestly I don't really care about cars.
Yeah.
I just never think about that.
I don't really give a fuck about cars.
But I'm like, if I had to have a car, I'd want it to be a really sexy convertible like Lisa Vanderpump.
Ooh, I like that. That's so fun. We could drive around together.
Yeah, exactly. So Stassi's like, I feel horrible and crazy after last night.
And Lisa's like, still?
And Lisa in her confessional is like, you know, we were gobsmacked. Like, we never thought that he would admit to it. And so all of us are sitting there just like with our jaws on the floor. And then it was clear that the emotional part started to set in for Stassi.
Yeah. And Stassi is basically like, I'm going to destroy Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa's like, oh, well, don't do that.
Don't do that. I mean, like, do what you have to do, girl.
Like,
and
do it, I guess.
Whatever
but...
you're doing, don't do it here.
Yeah. She's like, oh, no, not at the restaurant. And Stassi's like, okay, not at the restaurant.
Stassi's like, why does she even work here?
Yeah.
Lisa's like, I simply cannot fire every person that sleeps with your ex or that you have some kind of beef with.
Which is, like, again, fair, but also, like, Kristen is such a horrible employee. Like, you absolutely could fire Kristen, like, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Nobody would bat an
but
eye at
also,
that.
Also, I'm like, I can't... Lisa's constantly in this state of, like, the rules are that I need you guys to not have all these interpersonal fucking conflicts and bring them to the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they bring them to the workplace, after she explicitly told them not to, she's like, well, I can't fire them for bringing interpersonal relations to the workplace. And it's like, well...
So what can you do?
You probably could.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what the lines are here, but it seems like you're explicitly telling them not to do things and then they're doing them.
Yeah.
And then you just like to act. I just feel like Lisa's in a constant state of playing pretend. And I'm like, what do you want? What do you actually want?
She just wants to produce a hit show.
Yeah, exactly.
And she is, so it's fine.
We'll give it to her.
Lisa's basically like, all right, well, don't go crazy. Like, don't destroy the poor girl. And Stassi's like, I'm going to. She's like, there is no punishment big enough for her. Anything that I do to Kristen is justified. And Lisa's like, okay, don't gang up on her, girl. Bye.
Bye. Have fun. You know she's going to deny this, right?
She's going to deny this. And Stassi's like, I have a plan.
Like, okay, good. Okay. Godspeed. Takes off of the convertible. Hits Ken on the way out. He was there. We didn't know.
Ken's like, don't go to therapy about this. Whatever you do.
He flops off on the side of the road.
Okay, so boof. We are at the Palm restaurant because it is one Jax Taylor's birthday. Let's all celebrate the birthday boy.
And it's like an exclusively boys only dinner.
No chicks.
And also no Tom Sandoval.
No.
Who has basically a chick at this point because we fucking hate him.
And everyone's so stoked to be there. It's Shay, it's Peter, it's Tom Schwartz, and a couple other guys.
Yeah, what's better than this? Just Jackson Du Bois.
One of the worst, like, truly a nightmare blunt rotation. And Jax is like, it's my 34th birthday, which sends a shiver down my spine.
Cannot even imagine that.
34. Season 2 of Vanderpump Rules.
30.
You're 34.
And he's like, there were no women allowed at this table because I don't want no drama on my birthday, which is awesome. Coming from like the biggest drama queen on the whole cast.
Yeah.
The biggest drama queen I know, Mr. Jax Taylor.
Yeah.
Everybody give him a round of applause.
Undoubtedly. Woo.
Ooh, yeah.
Stadium in an uproar for one drama queen. And they're, you know, they're just like broing out. They're talking about fucking like Schwartz and Shay getting tattoos of each other's girlfriends.
Freaking awesome.
Schwartz gives Jax like a custom shirt that says like, I got Jax and all I got was this lousy t-shirt, and they all freaking clap because it's freaking hilarious. Yeah.
He's like, give this to one of the girls that you have a one night stand with.
And Jack is like, I love doing that, dude. I love fucking in one night stands. And it is bro paradise. And then Stassi shows up.
She said, you've ruined my birthday before. Guess what, bitch? It's my turn to return the favor.
Stassi showing up at this dinner physically turns me on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I feel like sexually aroused by her doing this. It is so awesome. It is so, like, again, she has such a clear vision of how this is all going to go down, and she executes it flawlessly.
It's amazing. She comes and sits down at the head of the table.
Yes.
Because that's daddy.
That is daddy.
That's daddy, and she needs them to know it.
That's daddy. And they're all like,
they're
hey,
gooped
girl.
And gagged.
Hey, queen. What are you? I love it too, because they're also, again, it's such like male bravado to be like, no chicks, freaking stress free. I hate those freaking bitches. And then one of them shows up and they're like, hey queen.
Oh my God. Hey,
like
Stassi.
Cowering down. And they're like, oh, hi, girl. Whoa, shh, girl, quiet. And she's like, hi. And Jax is like, what are you doing here?
He's like, are you here to start a fight with me? She's like, no. But I am here to discuss some things. Like, I'd be shivering if I was
She's
him.
Like a mob boss.
I'd be terrified.
This is like watching the fucking Godfather. Like, this is the exact feeling that I had watching the Godfather for the first time, where I was like, the power that she has.
Yeah. So she's sitting at this table with all these guys, and she looks at Jax and she goes, you've spent the last year confessing that I'm the only one for you, while the whole time you were banging one of my best friends, Kristen. And Peter immediately is like, what the hell? What are you doing, Jax? Oh, he like gets beefed up for a second. He's like, poof, poof, I'm gonna pummel you to the ground for what you've done.
Oh, I oughta.
He gets like so mad in a way that I find like genuinely admirable. Yeah. Like, I like it whenever, and I think it's maybe actually only this one time in this one scene where one of the men on Vanderpump expresses some sort of like moral boundary.
Right.
And it's Peter being like, what the fuck?
What is wrong with you?
You are psychotic. Like,
immediately when he says that, Schwartz is like, oh, remember, it's his birthday, Peter. I'm going to kill you with a gun.
Schwartz, I swear to God, when I find you, holy shit.
I'm throwing a drink in your face. Yeah. And then I'm saying, hold on, hold for cameras. We didn't get that one for TikTok. Run it back.
Yeah, and he's like, don't prosecute the poor guy. And Stassi's like, I got prosecuted on my birthday. Nobody was
what
even there
now?
For me.
What the fuck now, Schwartz?
Yeah, so what now? Peter's like, what is Tom Sandoval supposed to think about all this? And Jax goes, he's cheated on her multiple times.
As if that makes it okay. It's like, oh, like, what the fuck does Tom care? He's cheating on her left and right. I can do whatever I want. And it's like, that's an insane logic maze that you've put yourself in.
And for whatever reason, Jax saying that is like what shifts something for Schwartz, where he's like, Jax.
Dude, what the hell?
He's like, man, sleeping with your best friend's girlfriend is one thing, but not even feeling sorry about it?
Too far. Too far, dude.
At least say sorry.
Everyone knows you can do whatever you want as long as you say sorry afterwards. Everyone knows that.
Everyone freaking knows that. And Peter in a talking head is like, listen, Kristen and Tom, when they've gotten in fights, like, Kristen stayed at my apartment. She slept in my bed. Nothing's ever happened between us.
Because I'm not insane.
Because I'm not a fucking animal. And Jax, back at the table, he's like, can we not talk about this? Seriously?
I'm having like a really hard time enjoying my boy's birthday right now.
He's so hilarious because like him saying, can we not talk about this, when it is this horrible thing that you yourself have done. It's like you shoot somebody and you're like, can we actually stop talking about the fact that I shot somebody? Stassi is like, listen, I'm not here to fight with you about this. You already told everything that happened. And Jax is like, I'm not talking about this. And then he immediately starts talking about it. He goes, I already discussed it. We slept together twice. He loves to throw in that they slept together twice. Once at my house, once at her house. And Stassi's like, all right, well, if you love me at all, you're going to give me all the details now and you're going to help me take Kristen down. Mm-hmm. And Stassi's like, I'm planning a get together and I'm going to invite everyone as well as Kristen. And I need you there to confirm everything. And Jax is like, listen, I'm grown now. I'm 34. So yeah, I can do it.
Sure, fine. Like, I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm responsible now. I'm an adult. I'm 34. And Jax and Stassi kind of start talking about this. And I think it's Schwartz who's like, hey, if you guys are going to keep talking about this, like, can you go somewhere else? Like, this fucking sucks. And they're like, yeah, okay. So they go over to the bar, continue talking about it. And Stassi, again, still on her warpath, is talking about how she's going to destroy Kristen. And Jax is once again kind of getting up in arms because he's realizing now that telling everybody about Kristen means also telling Tom Sandoval about Kristen. Mm-hmm. And he's like, do you understand the wrath that Tom is going to put me through? And Stassi's like, then you shouldn't have done it.
Right.
And Jax, immediately going on the offense, goes, listen, you're no angel, sweetheart. You're not.
Basically insinuating that if she wasn't such a bitch, she wouldn't get cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
And she turns to immediately get up and go walk away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabs her by the arm and is like, just sit and listen to me. Don't run away. And he's like, I didn't like how he was grabbing her at all.
So I made a note about this, that this scene is incredibly chilling.
Yeah.
And unnerving to watch, because Stassi, like, Jax knows that Stassi's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that everything that he's saying to her is, it's not going to phase her, because this is a very clear cut black and white thing that he did wrong that he cannot worm his way out of, especially because he already told her and admitted to her what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So all of his like verbal tactics are not working. The minute that he realizes that, he gets physical.
Yeah.
And grabs her by the arm
and won't let her leave.
And you see, you can see in Stassi's face this fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's looking at him holding her arm and realizing that he's not gonna let her go, and he basically keeps repeating, are you gonna stop?
Right.
And while he's holding her arm, it's like there's a threat of like, I'm going to hurt you if you don't right. stop.
He's like, I'm doing this for you because I respect you and I love you.
Yeah. And Stassi is basically just like, okay, well, I'm gonna leave. And the minute that she says that, he lets go of her arm and he like smiles and his face completely changes and he's like, okay, thanks for coming by, see you later. It's really chilling.
Yeah,
it's very unnerving to watch. And it is like, I think we see a lot of really bad stuff that Jax Taylor does on this show. I think that for me is one of the earliest indicators of like how intense it can really get with him.
Yeah, for sure.
Nonetheless, the boys applaud upon his return to the table, which is fucking crazy because everyone was just fucking yelling at him before for sleeping with also one of their very close friends' girlfriends. Mm. But then Jax comes back and everyone's like, yeah, like, Jax is back.
He survived.
And Schwartz says, you just gotta let Tom punch you and then like, it'll be cool.
Yeah. He's like, and we're not gonna stop that from happening either.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be shielding you when that happens. You're right. Just going to have to embrace that this is the consequence of your action, pal.
But they're like, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, so poof.
Tom and Kristen are pulling up to some guy named Paul's place. And he's there to edit their acting reels.
Somewhere
in a guy named Paul's house.
Yep.
You are POV. You're in a guy named Paul's house. And he's editing on his computer in a dark room while you're just sat there in two swivel chairs watching him.
Just watching him watch you make out with someone furiously on camera.
Kristen's like, step one of taking control of my life again is, of course, redoing my acting reel.
And we see some clips of her acting reel and it is awesome.
Yeah.
It's so sick. I believe in most of it, she is acting in what seems like a short film or something. And she is acting, she's portraying a teenager, which is so cool because she's 30.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it is her kind of like making out with some guy on camera. And then Also talking to, I think, woman who's portraying her mom, who's acting her ass off, by the way. Mm. Kristen says a line and then her fake mom is like, damn you. It's so awesome. I'm like, fuck, I love that lady. And so they're watching the scene, and like, again, as she's making out with this guy on TV, like Tom and Kristen are just like laughing, and the editor's like, yeah, bet you love to see that, huh? And Kristen's like, yeah, so cool watching me make out with another guy in front of my boyfriend, ha ha ha. And as Paul is going editor mode, I guess, Kristen and Tom start talking about the fact that she texted Stassi and Katie after this big fight that they got into and apologized. And she says to Tom, like, yeah, I guess Stassi is willing to hear me out. You know, I think we're all gonna meet up tonight and talk about it. And Tom's like, how are you feeling about that? Like, how do you think that's gonna go? And Kristen's like, listen, you know, Stassi and Katie have said their piece, like, I've certainly owned everything that I've done. Like, I've come clean about everything that I could possibly have hidden or kept secret from them in my entire life. So, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't know how much longer, like, I can even be friends with them. And Tom's like, yeah. Yeah.
So crazy.
And they're like, well, tonight everything will be resolved.
Yeah. Certainly we'll get to the bottom of this.
My truth is that I'm always going to love a forbidden romance trope, and you guys know I love a spicy read, but what if the forbidden romance was also a cowboy romance? A hot, steamy, former pro bull rider with an employee that's slowly falling in love with him. If you're a fan of contemporary cowboy romances by authors like Bailey Hanna, Lila Sage, Elsie Silver, or Paisley Hope, you will absolutely love Taming of the Heart by Elliot Rose, which is a part of the Crimson Ridge series. Each book in the series reads as a standalone, but they all take place in the same remote small town, and they're all, of course, very spicy. Taming of the Heart is super spicy. It has very explicit sexual imagery and language throughout, which obviously is exactly what I signed up for. And it basically just drops you right into what it would be like to be hired by a ranch for the summer, except your boss is unreasonably hot, literally looks like every fantasy and daydream you've ever had come to life. Oh, and he's already accidentally seen your favorite toy. Okay, you're the eldest daughter. You lock your heart away safely out of sight, but then boom, a former pro bull rider, much older than you, with a mustache, might I add, that makes you weak at the knees, shows up. He's the whole package. And he's luring you in with glimpses of what it might be like to let your guard down for the first time in your entire life. I know you guys are going to love it. I've been sucked in from the moment I picked it up. You can find Taming of the Heart by Elliot Rose wherever books are sold, in print and in ebook. And you can learn more by checking out Kensington Publishing at kensingtonbooks.com.
Tonight. Later on. Tonight, of course.
I'm sure it'll go awesome.
I'm sure we're gonna have an awesome night with all of our friends
who we love and we never fight with.
No, never ever. I would never do that to a friend.
I would never do that to a friend because I love my friends and I love to communicate when I feel a certain type of way about stuff.
Totally. And we you know, hash it out and we resolve it, and then we're totally cool and we're adults about this.
What's cool about being friends with grown-ups is, like, you don't have to do all the secrecy stuff or all the gossip.
Totally.
Like, something's wrong or I made a mistake and I just let them know.
Yeah, we just let them know, and then we go out and we get a glass of wine, get a couple of beers flowing, and it's like, but just bestie nation over here.
We love it over here. It's awesome. I love Sexy Unique Restaurant and Lounge.
Sexy Unique Restaurant and Lounge, SUR, S-U-R, actually stands for Sisters Under
Resolutions.
Sisters Under
Stable Understanding.
Stable Understanding.
Real.
I'm like, why can't I think of a single fucking R word right now?
Restaurant.
Sisters united at the restaurant.
At the restaurant. The at the is silent.
At the. If you zoom in really far,
really
you can
far
see
in,
it.
You can see the at the
restaurant and lounge. Don't forget that part.
And that's part of it as well. Okay, so boof. It's time.
It's time. Stassi's hosting her little gathering, as hinted back to when she told Jax that he was required by law to be there, and if not, he'd be shot.
They are at Baso, and it is an absolutely hilarious kind of precursor to this public haranguing that is about to happen.
Just an easy party that we're having at a bar.
It's everyone getting together being like, hey, how are you? How are you? Oh, Sheena, hey, I love your ring.
Hi.
Hey. We are going to take her fucking down. And it's like, it's crazy. Everyone's showing up. It's like, and it's everyone.
This is like what I imagine like showing up to like a gladiator match was like when you were like the rich person. It's like all the rich people are showing up to watch the gladiator match and they're like in their box all protected. And like, oh, is this all good? We're all going to have a good day. And then all of a sudden, you see the real people we are waiting for. When they come in, that's when the real show starts.
The doors to the Coliseum open and it's just Tom Sandoval and Kristen in fucking business casual attire entering being like, hey guys, hey. And it's all just like people in togas being like, boo.
And everyone's basically like, what's happening?
Stassi's there. She has like a wreath on her head. Uh-huh. And they're like, wait, guys, like, why does Stassi have like a crown of laurels? And she's like, release the lions.
And the lion is Jax Taylor. He's like, because Stassi told me to.
Stassi told me.
You're like, hey, by the way, don't really want to do this personally.
I don't want to do this.
I am being forced to do this.
he's stabbing Tom. He's mauling Tom with claws. And he's like, sorry. Stassi asked me to.
But like, this is totally fine, right? Like, fine. You don't even care about all this.
It was twice, by the way.
Twice, by the way. And like, it's, you cheat on her. Like, he's like, cheating, brothers and cheating.
Brothers
remember?
And cheating, we do that, right? Tom is dead. It is so that. That's such a perfect analogy for it. Holy shit. It's like Hunger Games-esque. So everyone is getting ready. Stassi in a talking head is like, yeah, obviously I brought all these guys here. Why do you think they used to do executions in public?
She's like, I need an audience.
I need an audience for this. And Sheena... Sheena's there. She knows that she's there. She knows why she's there, but she cannot help but talk about her engagement and her ring, which is like so sick. It's awesome. So cool that she's doing that, where she's just like, yeah, it's my ring. It's like, it's a little bigger than I wanted it to be, but like, I don't know, like, I'm a princess and I love it.
Honestly, it's like a good buffer though. Like,
it is.
It's a good distraction.
Yes.
It's so that it's not just like awkward as hell in that room as everyone's just sitting there fucking waiting.
Yes. And Jax rolls up and he's like, hey, like, how's everyone feeling? Like, I'm a little scared. It's like, what is this? What is this? This is so crazy.
He acts like he's about to go on stage in a dance competition. Like, I'm being a little nervous for my solo.
He's wearing like ripped jeggings.
He's like, is it hot in here?
Oh, God.
Someone get me a beer.
Is my eyeliner running? Is it running? Someone tell me if it's running. And Stassi says again in her talking head that she's like, you know, people may be wondering, like, why am I not as mad at Jax as I am at Kristen? And as far as I see it, I struck a plea deal with Jax. Mm-hmm. He's going to tell me everything. He's going to confess everything. He's going to be like on my side when I get at Kristen with this. And then once I use him for that, I'm done with him.
Totally. We're going to throw him out with the rest of the trash once this is all over.
Yep. And so Jax sits down. He's like, all right. So what's the plan? And Stassi's like, okay, so Kristen is going to deny it. She is going to deny and call you a liar. And you need to be 100% honest. Okay. Like, you need to tell her everything that you told me. You need to stand your ground. You need to not lie. I know that like, that's your instinct, but don't do it. This is like how it needs to go. And Jax goes, okay, so what's the plan? And Stassi goes, I'm literally telling you the plan right now.
He's so dumb. The CTE hit. Okay. He was like, sorry, what's the plan? Sorry, hold on.
Sorry.
What's the plan, though?
Sorry, what? I was thinking about another thing. Sorry. What? I was thinking about something else. I was thinking about my sweater line. Sorry, repeat that. And as that happens, Tom and Kristen pull up.
I'm sweating. I'm actually sweating.
I genuinely had like a physical reaction to them walking in as though I was about to get like yelled at. Like I was like,
something's happening.
And they pull up and Tom is like, hey, what's up, everyone?
Hey, everybody's favorite guy, Tommy S.
And Sheena swoops in and starts showing them her little ring and talking about the engagement. And Jax is like, literally saying at full volume, he's like, I'm scared shitless, my stomach's in knots. And Stassi's like, can you shut up?
Like, he's actually like, I'm literally gonna crap my pants in a second.
I'm freaking pooping out of my ass right now at the thought of talking to them and being honest. And Stassi's like, shut up.
Shut the fuck up. Meanwhile, Kristen walks over and sits down next to Stassi, and Stassi pretty much immediately rips into like the Cabo of it all.
Yep.
And she's like, okay, obviously we all want to talk to you. Like, are you actually sorry? Because you said you were sorry in all the text messages, but like, what else? And like, you're pretty quiet now, so.
Yeah. And Kristen's like, oh, I'm just listening.
So she's like, you say sorry, but it keeps happening, and I feel like you've just been a shitty friend. And Kristen immediately interrupts her and is like, shitty friend. I don't feel like I've been a, feel like I've been a shitty friend at all. I think that I let my relationship problems affect our friendship, and that wasn't cool. But like, I literally felt like my life was falling apart. So what did you want me to do? And Stassi's like, okay, but you literally freaked out at us the other night at Sir.
Mm-hmm.
So this is clearly a pattern.
Yeah. And she's like, well, we texted about that.
Yeah. And Stassi's like, you're not getting something. Like, you have met my family. You know my mom. You've been to my parents' house. You stayed with me so many times. Like, we've been friends for almost 4 years. And you banged my ex-boyfriend.
And she goes, who's your ex-boyfriend?
Like, so genuinely. Deadass. She looks straight at us. She's like, who's your ex-boyfriend? Who? And Stassi's like, how many others are there?
So there are more of them.
She was like, what conversation are we having?
What are you talking about? Who's your ex-boyfriend? What do you mean? What do you mean? Should we go through the list? How many other ones have you freaking banged?
And Kristen's like, I didn't bang Jax.
And Stassi's like, Jax told everybody everything.
Stassi's like, yes, he did. Twice, actually. We all know. Everyone all know. Here knows. Everyone sitting here knows the truth. So you might as well just be honest now, Kristen. We got your ass.
Mm-hmm. And Kristen's like, oh, like, Jax, I'm dying to hear what you told everybody. Like, I'm dying to hear what you told everybody about that we slept together. This is ridiculous, you guys. This is ridiculous. And Stassi's like, Jax told all of us exactly what happened, that you guys banged each other while you were watching Drive, that you went down on him, your legs were touching, you went down on him, then he went down on you, and then you had sex, and then you went over to his apartment another time and had sex again. And Kristen's like, literally, that never happened.
And Stassi's like, by the way, Tom Sandoval, you're going to want to get in on this. Yeah. Get your ass over here from the bar. You're going to want all of this information, buddy.
And Tom, like, little blazer collar popped. He's, like, looking at this happening. He's like, wait, what? What's going on?
What's going on?
What?
And Stassi summons over Jax. She's like, this is what we've prepared you for, honey. He's like toddlers in tiaras.
Yeah. And she's like, do it with me now. Do the motions.
Remember what we talked about? This is exactly what you're going to do. Stassi's like, okay, Jax, tell them what you told all of us. And Jax is like deer in the headlights. He's like, yes, we slept together 2 times. And Kristen's like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
And Saucy's like, yeah, Sandoval, apparently you were sleeping in the other room the first time it happened. So, you know, this all happened and you guys banged. And Sandoval's like, I don't believe any of this fucking shit. And Tom in a talking head. Because, of course, he's like, these past couple weeks, Jax keeps talking about how me and Ariana kept freaking hooking up. And now they're saying that he and Kristen fucked. And obviously, I don't believe it. But, like, it's kind of crazy that he's been saying that about me and Ariana, right? And it's like, what? Where are your priorities right now?
He's like, he's totally unconcerned with, like,
doesn't give a
the
fuck.
Fact that his current present day girlfriend potentially has been cheating on him with his best friend. He's like, it's just crazy that like he's been doing crazy stuff while accusing me of doing crazy stuff.
Right.
It's like, I think you should be more concerned about like your the girlfriend of it all.
Like your girlfriend ultimately betraying you.
he's like, well, what about like me and Ariana though?
So that, I guess that proves that Ariana and I never slept together, huh? That's actually not what we're talking about right
now. Stassi's like, why would Jax make this up? Like, right. What motivation does he have for making this up? Because ultimately it makes him look horrible.
Yep.
He gains nothing from this.
Yep. Yeah. And Kristen's like, I don't know. I don't know why he would say it, but it never happened.
Kristen, she was like, that's a good point. And also, I don't know why he said it.
Yeah. She literally is like, great point, Stassi. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have answers to this.
And Stassi's getting heated and she's like, you banged him. Like, just admit it. And Kristen uses the R word and calls the situation that and says, I never banged fucking Jax. I'm literally not even entertaining this. And Tom, again, because he is missing the point entirely, he's just like, I just love how everyone is in our business all the time. And it's like, Tom, you're an idiot.
Tom, you shut up. Just be quiet.
Shut up. If you're not going to be helpful, then don't say anything at all. And Stassi's like, your business? She's like, your business. This is my best friend hooking up with my ex-boyfriend. This is not your couple business. Like, what are you talking about? Obviously, I care about this. And Kristen starts kind of interrupting and Stassi's like, shut the fuck up. You are a liar. You are a liar. And Kristen starts being like, shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. And they're going back and forth. And Stassi goes, you are a dirty fucking whore. And then she slaps Kristen on the head.
She literally, like,
she kind of open hand punches her.
She like, and she's, her body is like pivoted away from Kristen. Like, yeah. She's almost facing more towards Christina Kelly. And she looks over her shoulder. She's like, mm-hmm. You are a dirty fucking whore. She turns back and she like winds up and backhands
her.
Like it is like, and it's almost out of nowhere because she's not facing her. She's literally just like,
yeah,
hits her right in the face.
Like full body, like, yeah. And it's like on her skull too. Right. Like it's not even like across her cheek. It's like she hits her like fully on her skull.
Yeah.
And that's when Kristen like she grabs Stassi's hand and Stassi's like, you are disgusting. Like, get the fuck out of here. And Kristen's like, walk away, little girl. And then Stassi, because again, I think the backhand wasn't enough, throws a drink on Kristen. And then Kristen goes for Stassi's hair.
Yeah. They're starting to fight and people immediately come and break up the whole thing.
Yes. And Kristen, as people are like holding her back, Kristen's like, she fucking hit me. I'm gonna sue you fucking cunt.
And Stassi's like, oh, you're gonna sue me. And Kristen and Tom start walking out like they're about to leave. And Jax is like, he was like, oh, I didn't get to do my like final specialty twist at the end of my routine. And so he's like, Kristen, you're lying as they're walking out of the bar. You're lying right now. And he's like, to bait her from walking out. And it obviously fucking works.
Yeah. And he's like, you're lying. And I have all the texts to prove it.
He's holding up his phone. He's like, there's texts on this phone. Come here, Tom. You're going to want to see these. Just tempting him with the bait and being like, all right, come over here if you want a little treat.
And Tom is trying to be like the main character of this, even though he like has totally flubbed this entire interaction because he can't be earnest for even a moment in his life. And he sees this as his big moment to be like, Jax, I love how you pulled me aside to tell me this in private. But he like pauses between I love and how you pulled me aside. So it's like, it's clear that he doesn't actually have anything to say.
Yeah. He's just like saying words.
He's just saying words to like be angry and like have his own take on it. And Jax is like, well, I was going to. And Tom's like, but you didn't.
Like, Jax is like, yeah, but you've cheated on her like 50 fucking times. So who cares?
And Kristen's like, everyone shut the fuck up. I'm making a police report.
I'm going to the police. She gets in the taxi, her and Tom, zooming away.
Hit Ken Todd.
Ken is still in the street.
Do not go to therapy about this.
A jolly good. Where did that taxi come from?
And Stassi and everyone else sits back down and she's like, I need to get rid of Kristen. So if I need to get everyone here to ignore her, to get her to quit, I will.
She has that whole goddamn staff directory on a leash.
She said in the Coliseum, her thumb was out. It was halfway pointed outwards. And she went, thumbs down. She's dead.
And the whole crowd was like, fuck, I guess we got to cannibalize all these bitches now. They're like, ah, now we're all lions.
Charge into the ring. So,
boof. Cut to this very brief scene. A bunch of the girls are hanging out and just, they're basically just updating Ariana on what happened because she was the only one not there.
And Ariana essentially is basically like, I feel really vindicated.
Yeah, she's like, this is awesome. Let's drink to that.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Sorry, so boof. We're at Sir. Woo. And Lisa's sitting down and Stassi's there with her. And she's asking her how confronting Kristen went.
How did it all go, girl?
And Lisa's like, the confrontation, it was just the two of you, right?
And she was like, oh, no, it wasn't.
Stassi's like, oh, no, for sure not. Everyone was there.
Yeah.
Lisa's like, I just, you know, I really don't want the whole restaurant versus her. And Stassi's like, well, it way too late for that. Yeah. Everyone already feels that way.
Yeah.
And Stassi's like, so just want to get this out in the open now so that we're all in the loop. I just need you to know that I did backhand her.
Hey, just following
quick
just,
thing.
Just circling back really to small. Follow up and get aligned on the fact that I did backhand Kristen.
Lisa's like, are you out of your mind? And Stassi's like, yes. Actually, I was completely out of my mind.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Stassi's like not even ashamed of it. She's just like, yeah, you know what? I was.
I did do that.
I can't even, like, I sort of, I feel bad telling you, mm-hmm. but I don't feel bad on an individual level about what happened.
Yeah. And Lisa's like, you shouldn't slap anybody.
Yeah.
Which I don't totally agree with.
She's just like, okay, Lisa.
Okay. Listen, sometimes I think people can be slapped.
Sometimes shit happens.
Sometimes shit happens, you know? Okay. And Lisa's like, listen, obviously you know that she's guilty, even though she didn't admit it. And Stassi's like, yeah, I know. But I need her to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, as a result, I need to have her quit.
Yeah. I need her to be gone.
And Lisa's like, okay, well, you don't have the power to get her to quit. And Stassi's like, you underestimate me.
Yeah.
Lisa's like, how are you guys going to work together? How is this going to resolve itself? And Stassi's basically like, it won't. And Lisa's like, all right, well, listen, like, you need to figure it the fuck out. Like, if I need to cover your shift, then I will. But, like, you need to get it sorted,
mm-hmm.
basically. And Stassi's like, okay, yeah, like, literally not even listening to anything that Lisa's saying. Like, she's just so hell-bent on getting Kristen to quit. And Lisa's like, listen, don't get mad. Get even. Go and shag Tom.
What?
What are we talking about, Lisa? What are you talking about?
She's like, no drama in this restaurant, please. Yeah. Everyone be very normal. And also, have you considered just having sex with Tom Sandoval?
Have you considered sleeping? Consider the following. Sleeping with Tom Sandoval.
That would be significantly less hurtful than the backhand that you already delivered.
And Stassi literally is like, okay.
Ugh. What?
She's like, no.
No thanks, Lisa. With peace and love. All right, so boof. We're at Tom and Kristen's apartment. And they're both sulking because, again, they feel like they're just like Bonnie and Clyde. And
it's them against the world.
Nobody gets them. Like, they're just so different. And yeah. They're like, should we, like, move to Hawaii? Like, we just got to get out of this town. Like, everyone hates us and just wants us to die.
But, like, they're like, we can't even act if we move to Hawaii.
We're in love and it's real. And, like, it's just everyone hates us. And what are we going to do? They hate to see two people in real love.
They hate to
all
see
these jealous bitches.
Two winners winning.
Kristen is like icing her face and she says her ear is still ringing and that there's no way in hell that she'll ever be friends with Stassi again.
And she's like, yeah, I'm starting to think also that like Jax is a sociopath. Like why would he even say that?
He could be a compulsive liar. Have anyone thought about that yet?
Did we think about the fact that he literally just like lies all the time? And Tom is like, no, yeah, of course. He lies like all the time.
Like has anyone ever asked him why he changed his name?
Yeah.
His name is a lie.
Yeah.
His name is Jax? No. It's Jason.
Jason Couchy. So when I find you.
So if he lies about that, obviously he could lie about anything else. And Tom is like, totally. He totally lies about a bunch of stuff. And you know what? I actually thought about you hooking up with Jax.
And Kristen's like, what? And Tom is like, yeah, I actually thought about it. Like, what would Kristen bang Jax? And Kristen's like, haha, yeah, that would be crazy. And don't say that. And Tom's like, no, of course. Like, Jax is so gross. Like, he shits with the door open and he stinks. He literally always stinks. And Kristen's like, yeah, no, he totally stinks all the time. But like, stop thinking about the fact that I might have hooked up with Jax. And Tom's like, no, obviously, you're not going to go down on a guy who stinks. That's like the lowest of the low. It's so unbelievable that like, I would have to see it. And then it cuts to a talking head where Tom is like, you know, Jax lies like all the time. So obviously, I don't believe this. But usually the lies do make him look good. And this doesn't.
Follow that thread, Tom. All right.
Kristen is like, yeah, obviously it's crazy. This whole thing is just like sad. I kind of feel for Stassi, but like she knows better. And Tom is like, no, totally. Totally. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I don't believe it either.
Two idiots telling each other same.
And Kristen's like, if I ever cross paths with any of those bitches, it's not going to be good.
I love when they say that, but it's like only true if Stassi says it.
Yeah. Nobody actually means it except nobody for Stassi.
Means it. Stassi, she means that
Stassi
shit.
Means it and she will follow
she
through.
She means it. She will follow through. I would be scared if she said that.
And it is just like so funny, this... You see, like, Tom Sandoval unraveling because he's effectively, like, talking himself into believing it as he's trying to talk himself out of believing it.
Yeah.
Where the more he talks about it, the more he's like, huh. Well.
Very interesting.
Yeah, Jax does lie, but the lies usually make him look good, and this lie doesn't make him look good. So why would he say this lie unless it wasn't a lie?
Not gonna think any deeper about this though, because that really makes my head hurt and I don't like that.
Ouch, my head.
Too much thinking for Tommy S. Sandy no more think today.
Give Sandy his guitar.
Sandy needs to stim out on the strumming for a second.
Sandy needs his baba. Okay, so poof. We're back at Sir. And Lisa confronts Jax.
Yeah, Jax immediately walks in the room and Lisa's like, I don't want to see you. What do you need? And Jax is like, my question is just like, what's going on with Kristen? And Lisa's like, ask Kristen.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I kind of like don't want to go there anymore. And she's like, oh, you've been there big time, pal. You have been there big time. You've been everywhere from what I've heard. And I never mentioned it because I don't give a shit. But now it's becoming a big mess here in my sex unique restaurant and lounge.
This is not feeling stable and it is not feeling understanding.
Something is no stability, no sisters uniting at the restaurant.
There are no sisters uniting at this restaurant and lounge.
I'm really isolated in the sisters uniting at the restaurant and lounge. And Jax is like, I feel like I get heat all the time. Like Stassi calls me out. You call me out. Like I get punished for the things that I do. I think I've been punished enough. And Lisa's like, are you ever going to take responsibility for what you do? And he's like, I did. I totally did do that. I was honest about it. And Lisa's like, being honest is not the thing that absolves you of your crimes.
Yeah. Just because you admit something doesn't mean that then it's gone and people are over it.
He was like so Christian pilled. He's like, I went to confession. I told the Father my sins and Jesus forgave me.
Yeah. What the fuck else do you want me to do?
What else can I do? Lisa is like, I'm done talking to you. Where you put your dick affects my business. Now go back behind the bar. Not bars. I don't want you behind bars again. Just the bar. Get back to making those drinks.
8.
Jason?
Mr. Couchy?
Mr. Couchy? 1 pump teeny, please.
I've got a 1 pump teeny for Mr. Couchy.
Can you imagine? I would, oh my God, what I would pay to be like a coffee shop worker and seeing Jax Taylor come in and like writing Jason Couchy on his cuff. Like, there's just something about it that would tickle me.
God, I would really love that.
Jason Couchy?
Jason Couchy? Vanilla soy latte for Jason Couchy.
Do you think if we hired one of them on Cameo to prank call Jax, they would do it? Like, could we hire Tom Sandoval to prank call Jax?
The idea of just like continuously getting cameos to like torture fuck other people on Vanderpump.
Like, if I pay you $100, will you prank call Jax? You can say whatever you want. Just prank call him on my behalf, please. I can't reach him. I need somebody to reach him.
I need somebody with access. And Tom Sandoval, you have access.
Honestly, I feel like he would do it.
I think he would. The only problem is that I don't think he would do a good job.
Okay, other problem that I'm now thinking of is that I don't know that he's tech savvy enough. He would have to find a secondary phone to film the cameo on and then a different phone to call off of. And he might be like, what the hell is all this?
Yeah, and I don't know if he knows about Star 6ix9ine.
No. He's just calling straight off his phone.
It just says
Tom Sandoval's calling. He's like, hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up?
Jason Couchy.
And he literally calls him all the time. He did it at our fucking trivia night.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Anyway. Okay. So, boof. We get a little reprieve from the Stassi Kristen warpath because Christina Kelly, Katie, and Stassi are getting tans at the spray Melrose Tanning Company. And they're all getting spray tans except for Christina Kelly, who like doesn't really need it. And they're getting spray tans because there is a beach day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So they're all prepping for that. And Kristen is not invited to beach day tomorrow.
And Stassi's basically like, let me be so clear with the two of you right now. If Kristen happens to show up tomorrow, I would hope that the two of you would leave too.
Yeah.
Because I would just pack up my things and go.
Yeah.
And
like, of course, girl. Yeah, of course.
Come on, sisters. Sisters uniting at the restaurant. Come on. And she's just like, Stassi is reeling from all of this. Like, how did I not catch on to the fact that she could do this to me? How did I not realize that I was, you know, such close friends with someone like this.
Mm-hmm.
They get their spray tans. Awesome.
All is well.
Boof. To the beach day.
Woo!
With everything we've been through, we really just need to put our feet in some sand and kick back.
Got my toes in the water. Ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world. A cold beer in my hand. Life is good today.
Do you remember those like fishes on a wall that you would hit and then
totally.
They'd say, drop me in the river. Put me in the water.
So they're going fish on a wall mode. They're going into the water.
Full fish on a walling.
Yep. They're fish on a walling in a big way. All having a blast, kind of playing in the sand. And they're drinking, sitting down, when some fucker named Matt, who I guess works there.
Shout out, Matt.
Shout out to you, Matt. Would love to have you on the pod anytime, brother. He basically brings up, like, the beef that's currently happening and asks Stassi, like, what is the difference between Jax sleeping with Kristen and Kristen sleeping with Jax?
And, like, why is Jax allowed to be here at the beach right now and Kristen's not?
Right.
Which, let me just add that Jax is at the beach in a pink and green plaid button-up. Really weird thing to wear to the beach.
Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like heading to the beach in my plaid and green button-up. Wait.
Now, hold on.
Wait, hold on. And Stassi says what she said in her talking head earlier. She's like, listen, it's a plea deal in my eyes. Like, Jax came clean about this. And Kristen is still lying. Like, she's still lying to my face about this. And Peter in a talking head. Now, this is where things get a little nuanced for me. Because Peter in a talking head is like, Kristen sleeping with Jax is worse than Jax sleeping with Kristen because Jax is a horn dog. But that doesn't mean you have to come on to him. That's not quite right.
No. I get the sentiment of being like, people have more of a reaction to Kristen doing it because it's less expected from her.
Yes.
Jax is all, we already all know that Jax is the worst person alive. Yeah. So learning that the worst person alive has behaved like the worst person alive is not shocking.
Right.
That doesn't make it fine or any better than what Kristen did, though.
That point, I think, gets lost on like a lot of people, especially the men, in regards to the whole Kristen Jax thing, where they're very quick to vilify Kristen because of like misogynistic reasons.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I don't think that's really the reason for Stassi being angrier at Kristen than she is at Jax.
For sure.
It's exactly what you said. Like, Jax has already betrayed Stassi so many times. I feel like she's a bit more numb to it and like expects it. But yeah, like it's much less expected with Kristen. And also again, like their relationships are different.
Yeah.
Like, Kristen is her best friend.
Right.
And she experienced this like betrayal from her best friend, you know? So they're kind of still talking about this at the beach. Matt, again, he's getting a big spotlight this episode. He's like, so to Stassi, he's like, so you hate Kristen right now? And Stassi's like, right now, like forever. I hate her forever. And Schwartz chimes in. He's like, yeah, speaking of just like friendships that have been ruined irrevocably, Jax, like, how are you feeling about this whole thing, dude? Like, you know, you feel bad about it?
Yeah, just a little check-in, rosebud thorn, if
rosebud
you will.
Thorn on the whole you sleeping with Kristen thing. And Jax is like, do I feel bad about it?
He has to stop and really think of it. He's like, do I feel bad about it?
And Stassi kind of jokingly is like, does Jax ever feel bad about anything? And Peter is like, dude, just say what? You and Tom have been friends for 10 years. Yeah. And how do you not care?
Even Schwartz is like, his lack of remorse and guilt is really throwing me for a loop. Like,
yeah.
It is weird to not feel remorseful about that.
Yeah.
When like, that's supposed to be your best friend.
Yeah. And Jax is like, you know, I don't feel guilty, Tom. I don't feel any remorse. Thank you for asking. I hooked up with his girlfriend. What do you want me to do? I'm choosing to not be his friend anymore. It's nothing personal.
This guy is deeply scary. He literally is like, and knowing all of this was documented on television, and he
said it.
Like, dated women and ended up getting married.
Yes.
Like, how?
He literally says, if I was sorry, I would have only done it once. But I didn't. I did it twice.
So turns out I wasn't very sorry. Which, like, he's not wrong.
Right.
It's just crazy to say it out loud.
It's crazy he's saying it out loud. It's insane that he's saying
like,
it out
dude,
loud.
Dude, we know you're not sorry.
Right.
We know. And also it's crazy to not, like, have any personal moment of reckoning where you were like, in the moment, I totally wasn't sorry. That's why I did it more than once. But now in hindsight, as I've reflected and thought about this.
Yeah.
No, but we don't get any of that from him.
There's none of that. And Stassi is kind of starting to like, you know, dig into this a little bit more. And Jax is like, why can't you just freaking let it go? You know, this is what happens when you drink.
I'm going to actually kill him.
It's amazing that Stassi never did. And when that, as he's saying that, Tom, like, shuffles onto the beach.
He's, like, clomping. It looks like he's in fucking clogs. Why is he walking like that?
And he's like, hey, guys. Hey, Jax. Mind if I take a look at your phone?
Immediately, there's, like, no buffers. Like, Jax, you. I need to look at your phone. He's like, I believe Kristen, and I like know this is a lie, but like I just kind of want to look at your phone.
Yeah.
As previously offered.
And Jax is like, totally, for sure. And this is what's confusing to me, is that the text that Jax shows him is the text that Stassi sent.
Well, it seemed like part of it was.
Okay.
Because he starts off by saying, he reads the first text, which says, I think Stassi knows, which was not the text that Stassi sent Jax.
I thought it was.
No. I looked back on the screenshot from the first episode.
Really?
To fact check the like writing.
Thank you for
doing
that.
The first sentence of like, I think Stassi knows, was not a sentence that was included in the text that Stassi sent on Kristen's phone.
Okay.
The second text that Tom reads off Jax's phone is the text.
Is the text.
That Stassi sent Kristen. Okay. So it is weird. And also, I do think that there was a text exchange that genuinely did happen between Jax and Kristen that wasn't the Stassi one.
Okay.
But I don't think that Jax knows that Stassi sent that text.
Right.
I think that Jax is still under the impression that that was genuinely Kristen. Like, I don't think that he knows that Stassi was testing him.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess I didn't think about the fact that, like, they never probably revealed that to him.
So Tom Sandoval should know, since he was in the room when it was written.
Right.
So he should at least be able to recognize that one. But it does seem like there's more than that, just based on the fact that he says something that was not included in the text.
Right.
Which I think also makes sense, because Jax's reaction to Stassi sending the text message on Kristen's phone was him being like, what are you talking about?
Right.
We now know that it did happen. I think that they at some point did have separate conversations about what they would do if it did come up.
Yes. Agreed.
So I think there was probably more than just that on the phone.
Yeah. Okay. And so Tom reads all of this and he's like, you guys fucked. And Jax is like, yeah. Did you use protection? Once? Did you kiss her? Did she kiss you? There was no kissing.
Jax was like, firm. There was no kissing.
That's for sure.
None. Gross. I would never kiss Kristen.
And Tom is like, so she just laid down and was just like, fuck me? Jax is like, pretty much.
Yeah. And Tom is like, what the fuck did I ever do to deserve this from you, man? You're like my brother. How could you do this to me?
Like, I'm like your closest friend. And Jax is like, yeah, I mean, I'm really upset. I'm sorry.
And Tom is like, you are fucking weird. And your indifference is weird. Like, make me understand. And Jax is basically like, I don't know. You cheated on her, dude. What's the difference?
Yeah. And Tom's like, not with a fucking friend, dude. Which is also hilarious to say, because he's like, he's not denying that he cheated on Kristen. Right. Everyone knows that he has. But he's like, I wouldn't do that with a freaking friend. Which... okay.
Like, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love whatever. That. Love that that's your line in the sand.
That's the bar that's between, the like, fine to do and not fine to do. Right. Cheating is totally fine. You just can't do it with people that your girlfriend is friends with.
Right.
Duh. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that freaking rule, guys. And Tom is just like, okay, like, fuck you, man. Like, this sucks. And
in a confessional, he's like, we can never go back to being friends.
Yeah.
And then they walk in different directions on the beach. What are you going to do?
That's it.
The boys are broken up. No more Jason Couchy and Tom Sandoval.
I hate to see that.
Totally. Jom. Tayson.
Jom and Tayson.
Jom, Tayson, Coustaval, or Sanchi.
Absolutely.
Pick your winner. And that's it for season 2, episode 13, baby.
Yuck.
Next week is, of course, our season finale.
Oh my God.
And then we're at the reunion, and then bada bing, bada boom. Come July, we're at season 3.
I can't wrap my head around it. Wrap my freaking head around it.
Unfreaking believable, you guys.
Wow.
Be sure to follow the Pumpcast at Pumpcast Rules on Instagram and TikTok. You can follow me at Maddie Drosbeck.
You can follow me at Meg Rocco. Thank you so much for listening/watching. We appreciate it. We love you guys. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.